Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. In order to keep bringing you the very best in classic radio comedy, we are implementing a patron support program. Your monthly support will keep us on the air by allowing us to pay the expenses associated with a growing podcast, to replace outdated equipment, and to expand the podcast to 5 days a week. We have four levels at which you may support the podcast. The first level is the vaudeville level. It's $3 a month. You get a thank you on the show and access to the bonus videos. At $5 a month, you become a Broadway star. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, and a really nice vinyl logo sticker. At the $10 level, you become part of the Hollywood A-list. You get a thank you on the show, access to bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, and your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame. And the last level is the co-executive producer level. That's $20 a month. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame, 10 business cards with your name as co-executive producer of the podcast. You also get to vote on which shows will be next, and you can read a short message or greeting on the show. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button on the right side of the screen. Thank you for your support. Hip hip hooray for the life of Riley. This is episode number 132 of The Life of Riley, entitled Riley, the Football Hero. Today's show originally aired on November 23rd, 1946.
The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix. Well, it's after dinner in the Riley household, and we find the two male members of the family, Chester Riley Sr. and Jr., seated in the living room with the evening newspaper. They've divided it up between them. The brains of the family is reading the editorials, and the juvenile member is reading the comic section.
Here, Junior, I'm finished with the comic section. give me the sports page, please, huh?
Well, I didn't read it yet, Pop. Here's the editorial page.
What do I want with the editorial page? I ain't got nothing to wrap up.
Well, you should read the editorials, Pop, so you'll know what's going on.
Them editorials are a lot of bunk. I read an editorial once. Said if I voted for this certain guy, I'd get two chickens in my pot and a car in my garage. So I voted for him. What happened? I didn't have no garage, no car, no chickens. All I had was the pot. But I got rid of that by exercising.
Oh, Pop, gee whiz, look.
What's the matter, Junior?
Yeah, this picture on the sports page.
Well, who is it?
A first baseman, Roy Elkins. He was signed up to play for Boston next year. Oh, gee.
Well, what are you getting so excited about?
Well, he's Danny Elkins' father. Danny's in my class at school.
Oh.
But gee, that's funny. Danny never even talks about his father. Boy, if I had a father I could be proud of, I wouldn't keep quiet.
Well, that's because you... What did you say?
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant that...
I know what you meant. You think I don't amount to anything. You're ashamed of your own father.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Name me one thing I've done that you could be proud of.
Well,
you see, you can't answer. Fine thing, your own son, he thinks you're a flop.
Oh, no, Pop, I didn't say that. You don't understand. You're swell, but... Well, I mean, it's not as if you were an athlete like Danny's father.
Well, who ain't an athlete? What do you think I got that silver loving cup on the mantle there for?
For a pie-eating contest.
Oh, you know about that, huh? Well, never mind that. I was an athlete once, too.
Oh, I know, Pop. Everybody is. But, you see, a professional.
Well, I was a professional.
You were? A real professional?
Sure. Sure.
What'd you play? Baseball?
Not baseball.
Football?
Yeah, that's it. Football.
Well, gee, Pop, you never told me before. A real professional football player. Oh, but... Pop, you ain't kidding me.
Oh, you don't believe me, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, I believe you, come over here.
I'll prove it to you. Come over here. Should be in this desk in here somewhere.
What you looking for?
A picture of... Oh, here it is. Take a look at that.
Gee, oh, boy. Is that really you, Pop?
Yeah, that's me. I look good in a football uniform, huh?
Oh, terrific. What's the G on the sweater stand for?
That's the team that I played for.
Pop, you mean you played for the Giants? The New York Giants?
Well, G stands for Giants, don't it?
Oh, am I proud of you.
You are, son? Really?
Oh, my gosh. Pop, why did you ever give it up?
Well, it was your mother, mostly. She worried too much. She said if I didn't give it up, she'd leave me. And you were going to be born, so between her going and you coming, I gave it up. Now, let's not talk about it anymore, son. I'm too modest.
Talk to you.
Well, not now, Peg. I'm late for night school.
I can't help it. Now, what's all this nonsense you've been telling Junior about you being a football player?
Oh, he told you. Well, I better go.
Why did you tell Junior you played professional football for the New York Giants? You never played football in your life.
All right, so I exaggerated a little bit.
But he'll find out.
Peg, you didn't tell him.
Oh, no, I kept quiet. But I don't understand how a smart boy like Junior could swallow a story like that.
Well, it was the picture that done it. You know where I'm wearing a football uniform with a big G on my chest? He thought it stood for Giants.
But that was only a costume you wore when you were a bouncer at the Gridiron Cafe.
Yeah, I know, but it was almost like real football. I used to tackle guys who made passes at girls.
Very funny.
Well, I wanted him to be proud of me. It's good for a boy to be proud of his father.
But why lie? Why not let him be proud of you for what you really are?
Why make it tough for him?
Well, I don't like lying.
Well, I know it's wrong, but... Well, this made the boy so happy. He thinks I'm a hero. So why disilluminate him?
All right, have it your way, but I'm warning you, if Junior...
Pop, look.
Well, what's the matter, Junior?
Look in the school paper, your picture.
My picture in the... What's that? Nice. That's in the football uniform.
Oh, no.
Yeah, some surprise, huh? I fixed the whole thing up with the sports editor. What a story. Just look what it says. Ex-giant gridiron star, now pupil of John J. Boskowitz Night School.
Ex-giant gridiron star.
The editor wanted to say player, but I made him write star.
Gridiron star.
Well, at least they use the word gridiron.
And listen to this. Scoop, your editor learned today that Junior Riley's father, Chester Riley Sr., years ago was one of the game's biggest names in pro football. I told him to use the word biggest. I guess I exaggerated a little.
No, you didn't, Junior. Your father is one of the biggest.
Hey, please. Junior, why did you do it?
Why not? It's true.
Well, sure. It's true, but the publicity, I...
Gee, I'm sorry. I thought you'd get a kick out of it.
Oh, that's all right, son. I'm proud that you're proud of me. I ain't worried. In a couple of days, everybody will forget all about it, so... Come in.
Hello, Riley. It's me.
Oh, hello. Come on in. Peg, I want you to meet a classmate of mine from night school, Bruiser McCoy.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. McCoy?
Hi. Listen, Riley, why didn't you tell us?
Tell you what?
Tell you what, he says. About the Giants. What it says here on the school paper. I made my kid read it to me 3 times, and when it sunk in, I came right over.
Well, that's fine.
That's fine, he says. It's terrific. You're just the man we need for the big game on Saturday.
Game? What game?
The big exhibition game. John J. Boskowitz Night School versus Central Night School. And you're going to be our fullback.
Me? Now, wait, Bruiser.
Oh, boy, Pop's going to play. Oh, wait till they see him in action. It won't be a football game. It'll be a massacre.
Yeah, a massacre. Oh, Peg, say something.
Mr. McCoy, I don't think Riley will be able to play for your team.
No.
What? Riley, you hear that? She says you can't play. Who's the boss in this house?
She is.
But we need you, Riley. I got a team of old zombies. We gotta have young blood on that field.
Does it have to be my blood? I ain't playing. You can't make me. I won't do it.
Oh, I get it. Well, you're just plain... Pardon the expression, madam. Yellow.
My pop ain't yellow. That's a big lie.
Junior, you apologize to Mr. McCoy.
Well, doggone it, pop ain't yellow. Go on, pop. Show him you ain't yellow. Tell him you'll play. Go on. Tell him, pop.
Well,
I'm sorry, Mr. McCoy. I apologize. Excuse me.
No. No, wait a minute, Junior. I'll play.
You will, Pop?
Yeah.
Oh, next time don't kid me like that. Boy, what'll I tell about the gang?
Atta boy, Riley. I knew you'd come through, kid. Come on, let's go down to the school and meet the team.
Yeah, well, you go ahead, Bruiser. I'll meet you down there.
Okay. So long, kid.
So long, Bruiser.
Riley, are you out of your mind? Why did you say you'd play?
What could I do? I don't want Junior to hate me.
I know, but you've never played football in your life. Do you realize what'll happen to you when you get out on that field with those big bruisers?
Sure. I know. But you saw the look on Junior's face when he thought I was yellow. Well, instead of being ashamed of the father he's got, he'll be proud of the father he used to have.
Played football in his life, told Junior a cock and bull story about his being a former star fullback with the New York Giants. He didn't foresee that Junior would have the story written up in the school paper. The next thing Riley knew, he was forced to play in an exhibition game with the night school team. Now it's shortly before game time, and we find a panic-stricken Riley.
Riley, where's Junior?
I sent him ahead to the game. I told him to wait for me. He's going to have a long wait.
What are you lying on the couch for? Come on, get up.
I can't, Peg.
But the game starts...
I ain't playing in the game. I ain't going.
What?
I can't help it. Something's happened to me. My legs are numb. My brain is numb, too.
Oh, come on. Your legs will get better.
No, I'm scared.
But you can't back out now, just before the game.
But I got a family to support.
Oh, come on, dear. You won't get hurt if you're careful. When you get out on the field, just don't get in anybody's way.
No, it's no use, Peg. I can't do it.
But you've got to, dear. Think of Junior.
I am thinking of Junior. If I get into that game, he'll be Chester Riley Sr.
But how'll you explain to people?
Well, I'll say I was just ready to leave the house when you got arrested.
Arrested?
Yeah, for being drunk, and I had to bail you out.
That's a fine excuse.
No, that's no good. They wouldn't believe me. Where would I get enough money for bail? Wait, let me think. I know. You got sick. That's it, you got sick.
Oh, everybody knows I'm perfectly healthy. You can't...
Wait a minute, I got it. I'll tell them a dog bit you. A mad dog. And you got the rabies, and I had to run around to get you a vet. That sounds logical.
Oh, you poor thing. I know how you feel, but come on up.
What's holding you up?
Your mother. I mean, Junior, what are you doing here?
I was waiting for you outside.
I told you to go ahead.
I can't. You gotta come with me. You see, I fixed up a little surprise for you.
A surprise?
Yeah, okay, fellas, now.
Junior, what is this?
It's the school van. We're going to escort you to the game. Half the school's outside.
No, shut the door. Junior, listen, you don't understand. Your mother, she was bitten by a drunken dog. I gotta find a mad doctor so that... Oh, what's the use? Let's go. Goodbye, Peg. You were a good wife.
Here he is, fellas.
Match him like grapes. Spit out the pit. Three cheers for John J. Boskowitz. Riley! Riley! Riley!
Good afternoon, football fans. This is KNBC bringing you the exhibition game between Central Night School and John J. Boskowitz Night School. This is the biggest crowd these old-timers have ever drawn, undoubtedly due to the presence in the Boskowitz lineup of none other than Chester Riley, former pro football star of the New York Giants, all of which means we'll probably see some great football today. There goes the whistle. There's the whistle. Pop Simmons will kick off for Central. Now the Boskowitz team is lined up ready to receive. Wait a minute, folks. There seems to be some confusion. One of the Boskowitz men is wandering around the field. Oh, I see. It's Riley, number zero. He doesn't seem to know where to stand. Now Bruiser McCoy is saying something.
Hey, Riley, what's the matter with you? You're the fullback. How do you expect to receive the ball standing on their 40-yard line?
Oh, yeah, well, I was playing with the old rules.
Well, stop showing off, champ, and get back there. And remember what you're supposed to do. As soon as you catch the kickoff, you run down the left side of the field, then lateral pass it to Tommy. He'll be in back here.
Tommy? Who's Tommy?
Tommy Wilkins, our left end, number 16.
Oh, okay, pass to number 16. I got you.
Yeah, now get going. You hold up the game.
Now we're ready to go again, folks. They're all lined up. And there goes the kickoff by Pop Simmons. And it's a beautiful kick. But Boskowitz's fullback Riley is right under it, waiting to receive it. And here it comes down, and oh, it hit Riley on the head and bounced right up again. But Riley's under it. He's got it. No, it bounced off his head again. And again it bounces off his head. This boy seems to be playing soccer. Now he's got it. No, he hasn't. Yes, he has. No, he hasn't. Yes, he has. Now Riley's racing down the field. Central's tacklers are closing in on him. Riley stops. He's getting set for a lateral pass. Yes, he... And there goes Central over for a touchdown. Folks, that was an amazing play. First, Riley took
that ball. Riley, you
big dumb cluck.
What happened?
What happened, he says. How could you be such a dope?
But I did what you told me. You told me to hand the ball to number 16.
Yeah, but not to number 16 on the other team.
Well, I was still playing with the old rules. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I got a good mind to bench you.
No. Please don't do that. Give me a break. My kids out there watching. After all, this is the first time in my life I ever played football.
Well, that's a little... What? Didn't you used to play for the Giants?
Well, not exactly.
Get off this field.
No, wait. You can't do this.
Get off this field!
Okay, I'll go.
Attention, please. Attention, please. Chester Riley is being replaced by Blanchard. Morris Blanchard.
Hey, Riley, where'd you learn to play football?
Back at home, Riley. You're a washout.
Riley, dear.
Hey, Dumplin', listen, they're booing me. Make them stop.
Oh, you better come home, dear.
Yeah.
Pop, what happened?
Oh, Junior, I disgraced you.
How could you pull a boner like that?
Now, Junior, your father's upset enough. Besides, it's not so terrible. Even the biggest stars make mistakes.
Yeah, but not a star like Pop.
Well, you see...
It's no use, Peg. Junior, I ain't a star. I never played for the Giants. I never even played football. It was all a big lie.
You lied? You lied to me? It isn't true?
No. No, I'm just a four-flushing faker.
Why did you do it?
Because I wanted you to be proud of me.
But I told everybody, and they all think... You're a fine father. Telling me you're a... I'll never trust you again.
Junior, wait.
Junior, dear.
Peg, you go after him. I'll see you at home if he lets me in.
Will you be all right, dear?
Yeah, I'm okay. And listen, tell Junior if he wants to disown me as his father, I'm willing to tear up his birth certificate and he can start all over again. I guess I'd better go home. Gee, what a mess I made of my life. I wish the earth would open up and swallow me.
Wishing won't make it so.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Oh, Digger, I feel terrible. It's my boy, Junior.
Ah, yes. Boys can be a problem. You know that gang of hoodlums that's always annoying me?
Yeah.
Yesterday, they pilfered a sign from a grocery store and hung it on the door of my business establishment. Oh, I was furious.
Why? What did the sign say?
Try our large economy box. Enough for the whole family.
I'm in a real jam, Digger, on account of I made an awful mistake.
Oh, in my business, we've learned one thing. When we make a mistake, we cover it up.
You see, I pretended to be a great football star, and Junior found out I was a fake.
Oh, Riley, you must never pretend to be something you're not. A friend of mine once visited my place, a practical joker. So he lay down and pretended to be a customer. Unfortunately, I had a nearsighted assistant.
Well, what happened?
It was the first time in my career a client ever got a round trip.
You see, I wanted to make Junior proud of me.
Well, that's a natural instinct for a father. I've always tried to make my son proud of me. And today, my boy worships the very ground I work in.
He loves you?
Madly. After all, I'm wise, witty, and winsome. Gentle, just, and generous. Tender, temperate, and tolerant. He adores me. Time. Okay.
And my boy hates me. I'm ashamed to go home and let him look at my face.
I don't blame you. It's a serious problem.
What'll I do? Will you help me, Digger?
Of course. I always help people. In my profession, we have a saying. I quote, "If a man is hungry, feed him. If he's lost, lead him. If he's lonely, marry him. And if he's flat, Carry him. Now, my advice to you is go home and taste the music. I'm sure the lad will forgive you.
I guess you're right, Digger. It's the only thing to do. Thanks for helping me.
Oh, don't mention it. I'm always glad to give a man a push in the right direction. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Been. I was worried.
I was just walking around. Oh, Peg, I feel terrible. Is Julie...
Try not to think about it now. Come on, you better lie down.
Yeah, I got a splitting headache.
Well, I'll get you an aspirin.
Yeah, put it in a cheese sandwich. I'm hungry, too.
All right. You lie down now. I'll bring you supper in bed.
Oh, you're too good to me. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve you should even talk to me.
Don't be silly. I'm not blaming you, dear.
You're not? Oh, you're wonderful, Peg. All these years, I never really appreciated you. But now I can give you the highest compliment a man can give to a woman. You're like a mother to me. If only Junior...
Oh, now forget about Junior. Try to sleep.
Okay.
It's a little stuffy in here. I think I'll open the window.
Well, who's that out there?
Oh, it's just Junior and some of his friends.
Hey, you fire some football players. My grandmother can play better than your old man.
My own son laughing at me with his friends. I can't believe that's my boy.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. There's a reason my father didn't play good.
Oh. Yeah, go on. What are you handing us?
Now, honest, fellas. You see, this morning he had an accident.
That's what you say.
No, no kidding. He went out in the street and he got hit by a car.
Yeah? Whose car?
Well, it wasn't a car. It was a bus.
A bus?
Yeah, two buses. His head was caught right between them. I saw the whole thing, and my father's a witness.
Geez, two buses.
Riley, what's he saying?
But he wouldn't go to a doctor. He insisted on playing. And that's why he handed the ball to the wrong guy. He was unconscious.
Boy, that took guts. Playing wasn't even conscious. Your old man's okay.
You bet he's okay, and I'm proud of him.
Peggy. Peg, did you hear him? Did you ever hear such a cock and bull story?
Oh, that's my boy, all right.
And, Junior, when I heard you stick up for me, I knew you still loved me.
Sure I do, Pop.
And you forgive me for telling you a lie?
Oh, of course he does, Riley.
Well, sure, forget it, Pop.
Oh, thanks, Junior. And I promise you from now on I'll never tell another lie. And neither should you, Junior. No, it's a bad thing to do.
Don't worry, Pop, I won't. This taught me a lesson. Boy, you sure had me fooled there for a while. I thought you really knew something about football.
No. No, I got to admit, I don't know a thing about football. But you take basketball now.
Riley?
I don't know a darn thing about that either.
program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and check in on Monday for the next installment of My Favorite Husband. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button that's on the right side of the screen and support our show. Until next time. In the words of Stan Fields, played by William Shatner, and Cheryl Fraser, played by Heather Burns, from Miss Congeniality, describe your perfect date. That's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th, because it's not too hot and not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.